Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black shows off today. We put the phones on hold as we're joined by Olympic gold medalist Jordan Burroughs, who we are happy to welcome to the attack here on this July 4th weekend. Nice to have you with us, Jordan. Bob Black, welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me out, man.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, the road to Rio right around the corner, and Liberty Mutual, July 4th, Philadelphia, no better place. The Wawa Welcome America celebration, and you're going to be a big part of it. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we're going to be at the Liberty Mutual Pavilion tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., actually on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway between North 20th and 21st Street. And so we're really excited. We've got a booth set up, some interactive experiences. I'll be there taking pictures and signing autographs. And so if you are in the city and you're celebrating July 4th in Philadelphia, be sure to stop by tomorrow between 12 to 6. I'll be there.
Jordan, you say interactive experiences. You're a wrestler. I'm not so sure I want to have an interactive
experience. If you want to have an interactive experience, that means you're going to get put in a headlock. That's what we mean by interactive experience. If you show up, I'm going to put you in a headlock.
I'm not so sure that's the most appealing approach to get people to come out, my friend.
Hey, the best part about it is it's free to the public, so anyone can be put in a headlock for relatively inexpensive.
Oh, so I could get embarrassed for free.
Yes, sir, in front of your family as well, so feel free to stop by.
Oh, that sounds like a good time. Sign me up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, all kidding aside, I mean, we're going to have a strong presence again in Rio, and, you know, you're going to represent us as well. And talk about the path of going back and getting yourself geared up to appear in yet another Olympic competition and hopefully get another gold medal.
Yes, it's been an interesting ride. So the dynamics of my life has changed drastically since 2012. I've become married. I've had my first kid. And so my training situation definitely is different, but the goal always remains the same, and that's to go out there and compete at a high level and hopefully bring home a second gold medal. So in London, I was a young man, one of the youngest guys on the team, and now I'm one of the veterans. And so I'm showing these young guys continuously how to get the job done. And so I'm excited about the opportunity to wrestle in Rio, and now that we're partnered up with Liberty Mutual, those guys are actually going to ensure all the medals that are won in Rio. So that's pretty exciting as well.
No question about it. You know, and it's funny how time has a tendency to do that. You're the young guy, and all of a sudden you're not so young anymore.
And now you're the old guy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you talk about those changes. You know, what kind of an adjustment have you made juggling an athletic career with family?
Yeah, so the realm outside of my actual form of wrestling has definitely changed, but it's been an interesting ride for me, and so I still have great coaching staff. My wife is extremely supportive. I have great training partners back in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is my home base. And so it's been a little bit different, but as I said, the goal remains the same. And so it's been a very fun and interesting journey up to this point. I'm hoping to get the opportunity to wrestle again. The Olympic trials for wrestling are in April of 2016. So right now I'm in the process of continuing to compete. I'll wrestle in the Pan Am Games on July 18th, and those are in Toronto, Canada. And then this year's World Championships are in Las Vegas, and that's September 12th. So I'm still wrestling at a high level, still competing, still training, still feeling good, and my target is on Rio right now.
As it should be. You know, it's interesting because people go through the transition. All of a sudden, it's a family life and everything else. And then when we interview Olympic athletes on this show, people just assume that, oh, well, you know, they're well taken care of and they're a gold medalist, so their life is secure and everything else. Not always the case. I mean, you have to provide for your family and make sure everything happens. And that's got to be a tough juggling act as far as keeping yourself razor sharp as far as international competition level and taking care of your family.
Yes, for sure. Wrestling, as you know, is not a financially lucrative business that I'm involved in. And so the partnership with Liberty Mutual is very huge. We're actually one of the only countries in the world that doesn't have government funding for its Olympic program. And so it's an interesting dynamic, but I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of help from a lot of corporations throughout the country. And obviously my success has played a part in that role as well. And so it's different. It's different. It's definitely difficult, but I get to do what I love every single day. And so it's not about the money, not about the fame. It's just about the glory of knowing that you're the best at what you do.
Olympic gold medalist Jordan Burroughs joining us here in the attack. You had something happen back in 2014 that was not necessarily something you expected, but you lost your first international match.
Yeah, for sure. And that was not fun as well. So it's been, like I said, an interesting journey, and I'm trying to continue to improve. So as a wrestler, I feel as though you have to continuously evolve if you expect to maintain a high level of excellence. And so all my opponents are continuously training hard. They want to beat me. The target's always on my back. And so I have to continue to change the dynamics of my wrestling, improve my technique, make sure my conditioning is great, and my mindset is focused every time I step on the mat. So that's very difficult to do, but that's what makes it fun. It's very hard, but that's what the interesting thing is about the sport. So I get the opportunity to return to the World Championships again this year and hopefully reclaim what I feel is rightly mine, and that's the World Championship belt, as being the best wrestler in the world.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting point there. You're so good for so long, and it's not like you're an old man. I mean, you're 26 years
yes,
old.
Yes, I'm 26.
But with that being said, once you're up on that pedestal, everybody wants to knock you off, and it's not only on the national level, but as you said, the international level. Somebody actually comes along
yes.
and does it. Talk to us
yes,
a little bit about
sure.
what. Talk to us a little bit what about what that felt like when somebody finally got you.
Well, it's very humbling. It's very humbling when you have a high level of success. You exceed expectations of yourself and of your teammates and of your coaching staff. Then you get to this place where you feel invincible. And so, at that moment, I felt humbled. I realized that there was a renewed hunger for the sport, a hunger to become a champion and reclaim the championship. And so it was definitely an interesting time in my life. It was trying. My faith was tested. But that's what's fun about sport, is having that competition. If everything was easy, then it wouldn't be so worthwhile. And so the opportunity to come back this year, hopefully wrestle the guy that beat me last year and get some vengeance would be an awesome experience as well. And so It's interesting, but it's fun. It's fun. It reminds me of the rivalries between the Lakers and the Celtics in the 80s, where those guys were dominating the world, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird competing against each other repeatedly year after year. And so this is an annual thing for me. The guy that beat me is from Russia, and we've wrestled in the last couple of world championships. I actually beat him in the Olympic Games in the semifinals to win my gold medal. And so it's been fun, very fun. I love the competition, enjoy the rivalries, and not only is it amongst us as individuals, but amongst countries as well.
No question about it. Do you find, and we've got about 90 seconds left, do you find that you're able to maintain a level of friendship with your competitors, or is it something that you just really can't do because of the fact that, you know, you have to go out there and basically rip each other apart?
Yeah, well, there's an unspoken appreciation for each other just because of the level of commitment and sacrifice we made to the sport. But also there's the language barrier, which makes it difficult to communicate. And then there's just the bitter rivalry amongst us because we all have the same goals and the same aspirations. We want to be the champion. We want to stand on top of the podium. And unfortunately, there's only room enough for one person to stand on top of that bad boy. And there's only one gold medal created for each weight class. And so as much as I love and respect those guys, I want to wear that medal and I want to stand on top of the podium.
That's completely understandable, and I have this feeling, especially when you start using words like vengeance, that there's a pretty good possibility that that's going to happen again. One more time before we let you out the door, please give us the 411 on what's going to happen this weekend with you, Liberty Mutual, and Wawa.
Yes, we'll be at the Liberty Mutual Metal Pavilion tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., Benjamin Franklin Parkway, between North 20th and 21st Street. And so it's going to be an awesome time if you guys come by. We'll have myself there, other Olympians as well, and I'll have my gold medal from the Olympics in 2012 in London with me, and I'll let you guys hold it, wear it, take pictures, sign autographs, and we'll have a good time and celebrate July 4th with the Welcome to America and Will Chirio tour.
And then you'll put us in a headlock. All right.
And then I'll put you in a headlock and send you home a happy man.
There you go. Jordan, we appreciate the couple minutes. Good luck down the road. We'd love to have you back on, you know, sometime around the trials, and you know, we'll talk about what's going on as you go forward to Rio in 2016. Thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me once again. I appreciate it.